So let us see what are the features of each of the module under Oracle SRM. Catalog management simplifies the content management for procurement. It allows easy transformation of complicated and disparate data into good usable content to increase the spend visibility and efficiency of procurement operations, easily manage taxonomies, transformations, and categorization, which is going to be helpful for the end user, and ease of usage of the system will be better for if with Oracle SRM catalog management. E-procurement, this is a really good option in Oracle SRM, where the e-procurement enables customers to streamline employee ordering, enforce spending policy, and reduce procurement costs. Web shopping interface ensures rapid deployment and adoption. Content control guides user choices. Approval and accounting enforcement ensure compliance. Special request feature puts purchasing in control of non-catalog requests. Process automation lowers transaction costs. Single point of purchase controls maverick spending. And the entire thing is part of your workflow, and it becomes easy for the operations and approvals to happen, and based on the spending capacity of each of the user, the entire e-procurement can be configured. E-supplier is an one more module, provides where the Oracle SRM provides the supplier self-service through an internet-based portal that provides suppliers access to critical information, improving their service and reducing their the time employees spend researching and responding to status inquiries. So this is a really good feature where a specific human can, no need of a human to spend time on giving the information to suppliers. So instead of that, they themselves can check it out what actually is status, and critical information can be identified by them itself. Some of the features and benefits are improves supplier collaboration, gives suppliers an insight into the procuring organization's requirements, and improves employee productivity, maximizes supply chain value, creates closed loop purchase order collaboration, and simplifies fulfillment and payment, ramps up supplier participation. This is a really good feature from Oracle SRM. One more value addition from Oracle SRM is strategic sourcing. Enables customers to source for the lowest total cost and create immediate and long-term savings. Obviously, it results in cost saving. Improves sourcing results with cross-functional collaboration, providing the ability to access a contract clause library, and improves clauses on sourcing events and carrying them forward onto the first draft of contracts once awarded. So always the users can look up at the whatever is just a cycle that has happened in entire contract awarding to the specific supplier. Next one's the contract management is the application that creates and enforces better supplier contracts. The application manages the entire supplier contract life cycle from authoring, collaboration, and negotiation to execution, and status tracking throughout the entire cycle and compliance. It is very much important whether the supplier is following the entire SLA or not, and if there is any penalty that needs to be done, all these particular things will be taken care of in the contract management. It reduces spend on goods and services by enforcing contracted pricing with immediate terms and conditions. Enables customers to standardize contract process, reduce time to contract, and drive contract compliance. Centralized terms library ensures consistent contract standards across the entire organization. Parallel negotiation of commercial and legal terms reduces redefining and cycle time. So this helps the organization to ensure that they are having a better contract. Flexible workflow expedites approval and signature, like we mentioned earlier. Oracle SRM comes with a workflow, and based on this particular workflow, auto approvals can be set in the system. Deliverable tracking monitors supplier performance. Like we said, it should be supplier performance is being monitored, and based on this particular thing, a decision can be taken by the management to continue or not continue with the supplier. Deliverable tracking monitors supplier performance. Centralized contract repository provides full visibility. It also provides native integration with Microsoft Word, which enables the use of a common authoring tool. Some of the other PeopleSoft SRM benefits are drives sourcing with online negotiation and collaboration, enforces contracted pricing and embedded terms and conditions. So terms and conditions can be embedded in the contract itself directly, automatically in the system. Automation of planned sourcing frees up staff for high value procurement activities. Really good in Oracle SRM. Automates and controls employee buying with web self-service. So automation can be done so that based on the approval mechanism, based on the authority of the user, he can do a self-service of web purchases. Reduces process errors and improves compliance. Identifies and rectifies policy violations with exception-based informants. Authority can be authorization can be set in the system for specific policy violations, and management discretions can happen in the system itself. Aligns financial and procurement policies and KPIs. KPIs can be set in the system for the people who are working in the entire SRM system. Oracle also provides a supplier lifecycle management product as an additional feature for SRM that transforms qualification, administration, assessment process and streamlines registration and review of prospective suppliers, enable cross-functional performance evaluation and assure effective governance and risk mitigation. Oracle SLM works in conjunction with Oracle Supplier Hub to deliver complete, accurate and relevant information from across the supplier network. And Oracle Supplier Hub is the application that unifies and shares critical information about an organization supply base. So with the entire Oracle SRM plus Oracle Supplier Hub plus Oracle SLM, an organization will be in a position to have a better supplier network and better supplier control and performance validations. Its key benefits are streamlined registration and review of prospective suppliers with web-based self-service registration, advanced evaluation and scoring and configurable approvals management. Enable cross-functional performance evaluation by supporting templatized questionnaires, flexible feedback mechanism and visibility into archived supplier appraisals. So, as like an employee, how you are going to appraise, supplier also has to be appraisal should happen for the suppliers to and ensure that supplier is the quality is being maintained and the timeline and the timelines are being maintained by the supplier. Assure effective governance and risk mitigation with extensible profile management, risk driven supplier segmentation, and ability to integrate third party supplier information services are the important things we have to look for in SRM implementation. Ariba is one more software that is there, that is being used for supplier relationship management. It is an ISV based out of Sunnyvale, California, that was founded in 1996 and acquired by SAP in 2002. It is now a subsidiary of SAP AG. Again, still SAP. In addition to SAP, Ariba is one more product which can be purchased from SAP itself. And it was founded on the then new business concept of and on the idea of using the internet to enable companies improve their procurement process. Ariba is extremely strong in the B2B segment, and in the early 2000s, the dot-com era was considered a trendsetter in supply chain products. So Ariba is mostly widely started getting used in SRM functionalities. However, with the bursting of the dot-com bubble, Ariba's stock price and its brand took considerable hit and revived with the growth of internet technology. Essentially, Ariba was a company with the concept and product that was ahead of its time. So, with the bust of dot-com, even though it has gone down, Ariba's stock price gone down, then but still they have managed to come up. Even today, its Ariba network is a B2B solution that is highly popular, and no discussion on supply chain would be complete without a brief on Ariba. So Ariba, once they were in peak, still they have gone down, and still they are in a position to become popular once again. Their main end solution is the spend management product. Its main features are control the spending, collaborate the suppliers, and contribute to the bottom line, which is very important, and it is really good. Ariba is still continuing the same kind of solution which they are having. Ariba analyzes the company's procurement spend trends and uses the data to support stronger negotiation. So, which is important for any ERP system, any supply relationship management system, where negotiation is controlled by the system and gives a proper data for the management to have a better negotiation. Connection to a network of suppliers helps to quickly discover collaborative partners who can lower your cost for goods and services while minimizing your risk. This is good again. you will be in a position to control a supplier, find out how much risk you are going to have by having a supplier in hand, and what is the plan B, or if this supplier is going to have be in at risky mode. As with all SRBs, Ariba also ensures contracting and procuring compliance, which includes supplier discovery, sourcing, contract management, procurement, supplier management, operational procurement, spend analysis, and catalog management. So, since Ariba is a SAP subsidiary, it would be worthwhile to make a brief comparison between the two product lines, and it is really interesting to find out Ariba SRM and SAP SRM product lines. We can compare and find out. While most core ISVs had bought out the best of breed e-solutions for SRM and CRM as far back as the early 2000s, SAP lagged and took some time to catch up. So, which has resulted in Ariba coming up in the entire system. Ariba was the best of breed solution in supply chain that included supplier relationships too, and customers choose Ariba. While Ariba is still a great solution, SAP SRM solution is the current market leader with qualitatively similar functionalities and user interface with the edge of core integration to the enterprise backend that it provides. So, as SAP is good in ERP, automatically people started choosing SAP. And Ariba is best a competitor to SAP. Unfortunately, SAP and Ariba are the same company now. SAP also has also been flexible in providing a total lower cost of ownership by reducing the amount of throwaway customization, core integration into its financials, HR, supply chain, and technology platform that other products in the market are unable to easily provide. This is an important thing where SAP is in a position to integrate with their financials, HR, and supply chain. So let us see how we can evaluate an SRM system for your enterprise. So global economic trends have had a direct effect on the SRM software market. Over the past few years, more organizations, not just the Fortune 500s, have leveraged SRM software to reduce the spending and manage supply risk. This is really good that is happening. Not only the Fortune 500s are large size scale organizations, but still the mid-size scale organizations also are going towards SRM implementation. SRM systems have been effectively leveraged to maximize supplier performance with informed decisions in contract evaluation renegotiation. So, one of the important features in SRM systems are renegotiation category, where based on the market trends, based on the happenings in the environment, you can do a renegotiation with the same supplier and ensure that you are getting a better rate. The necessity of going global has introduced cost cross-border supply chains, and many SRM vendors upgrade their system to their requirements. In each case, the entire system is going to work in multiple localities and multiple countries along with multiple rate fluctuations. All these particular things started being taken care of by the SRM vendors nowadays. That in such scenarios that an enterprise faces, it would be prudent to ask the following questions while selecting an SRM product, which is very important before choosing an SRM product. Does your organization need an on-premises or client-server deployment or a web-based or cloud deployment? Based on the budget availability and based on the country, which location you are going to be working with, this has to be answered. Do the product capability support the existing corporate frameworks for managing supplier relationships, which is very important to understand what exactly is a product capability, whether it requires an SRM, and how exactly you want to have the relationship with the supplier relationship. Based on this, SRM system has to be built. As SRM system has to be procured. Does the system offer the necessary functionality to meet the unique needs of your organization, monitor supplier compliance for specific industry regulations, your industry, what kind of industry you are there, and whether you regulatory things will be taken care of by the SRM product you are going to procure? We have to take a decision based on that. Will the SRM system give comparisons of supplier performance using the company's existing set of vendor evaluation variables? Or would you have to change the entire vendor evaluation system? So, if you are going to go with the systems as a SRM system, how much is going to be the variance in the entire evaluation system for your supplier? Just as other enterprise solutions, supplier management softwares are not a single category of application. So, Now, nor are they a single functional business area involving individual stakeholders or stewards for the types of information supplier management tools provide. This has to be kept in mind before taking an SRM solution. As such, align any other enterprise software, it is always a challenge to select the right SCM software, the bundling, versions, components, coverage, and of course, the price has to be taken into consideration. And more importantly, the senior management has to approve for the supply relationship manager system and have a proper discussion along the stakeholders and proceed further with addition on the SRM solution which has to be procured. Below are the key points that to be considered when choosing among options. Understand the range of supplier management products in the market and what exactly is the supplier management product which will be helpful for the industry and for the country you are doing business from. The first major point to work on is to get a good understanding of all supplier management products and also get references on these. Have you look at the entire, go to the reference places, check out how the product is working, get the feedback from the end user and ensure that you are the same, the product is good for you to procure. These should include SIM, data collection and workflow, SPM, risk management, spend management and the broader suite of components that make up SRM, e-sourcing and contract management. This is very important to ensure that you are doing all this workflow and all this particular thing are considered before doing an SRM purchase. Some of the key points to consider when choosing among options are integration with backend systems and other additional support softwares, which is very important because there is no point nowadays, there is no point in having a standalone system in your place. You should have an integration with all the backend systems, ERP systems, and based on that, you have to take a decision. Since SRM cannot be effective in silo, the purchase decision must focus on the SRM can integrate with the large number of backend transaction systems such as shop floor ERP, MRP, and also with other decision support systems that are already in place in the company. The company should have the ability to act on supply information in the context of routine tasks and important decisions. So analytics is one more important key point that has to be considered. While the enterprise may have the fairly good analytics in place, it may not always provide all the insights required for supplier management. So when you are going for SRM, ensure that the supplier, the SRM is having a proper analytics tool in place. At the same time, it is essential to decide, do we actually need analytics-based SRM at all? This is particularly true for SMBs. So you have to consider based on the business, based on the industry, you have to see whether you require analytics as a part of the addition in the functionality of an SRM or not. Maybe if you are in analytics, if you are in a business or if you are in an organization where not much changes are going to happen in the environment, this may not be required. Unified view of supplier is one more important characteristic that is we looked for in SRM system. Is intended to take supplier management beyond the vendor master, just as CRM and customer view. It is essential the company gets a true picture of its suppliers on based on the SLA parameters and based on the timelines by which they had delivered and the goods they had delivered, along with the environment that based on which data has been. So example, if in COVID he is in a position to do a supply, really good supply, that supplier is really good. System should be in a position to capture the changes in the environment and give you a proper view, a single view to the enterprise. Thank you.